and welcome to Getting Real with the Fictitious Dishes, the podcast where a band gives you advice. That band is called the Fictitious Dishes. You just heard one of our songs. You'll hear more of our songs as the podcast goes on. Me, I'm Liz. I play guitar in the Fictitious Dishes.
How many times can you say Fictitious
Dishes?
Google
assistant talking.
Yeah. I'm joined by...
Jackie, in the Fictitious Dishes.
Jackie, what do you play in the Fictitious Dishes?
Bass guitar.
Bass guitar.
Bass guitar.
Maggie, I play drums.
Mag the Hag.
What's your favorite drum?
I think it's a tom.
It's like choosing your
children. I think it's a snare.
I don't know. I don't have a fave.
Everybody has a fave.
Taryn, what's your favorite guitar?
My guitar.
Taryn plays the guitar.
I play the guitar. I play my guitar.
We're so happy.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're really glad to be here. We're glad that you're here listening. We give advice, but we're also a band. We have some social medias that you can check out. The one we use the most is Instagram. So if you want to, like, follow us on Instagram, it's The Fictitious Dishes. That's our handle, at The Fictitious Dishes. Fictitious is a funny word to spell. Make sure you're spelling it right. There's more T's than C's, which throws a lot of people.
There's any C's in it.
There is one C.
There is one C.
In this fic.
Yeah. Our Twitter is, I believe, Fictish.
Yeah. Yeah. Our band name was too long.
Don't go to Twitter.
We don't tweet.
I have it set up so that the Facebook posts will automatically go to Twitter. So
at Fictdishes. F-I-C-T dishes. Fict dishes. And Facebook, yeah, we're on Facebook as well.
We're not on Snapchat.
I'm going to get us on TikTok, though.
What's
the next hot thing, man.
I got it on my phone.
The next fucking platform.
Mm-hmm. Maggie's our social media director.
TikTok.
It's like short videos.
People do.
Is it like
really dumb?
The new Vine?
Like the Vines, okay. Yeah, the Vines of today.
Is that like Chiving?
It used to be Musical.ly, I guess.
Oh.
Or maybe that was something else. I don't know.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
All right, I'll learn how to do it. I learned how to Snapchat. I didn't like it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was watching
It's just making noise.
In the microphone.
Anyway, and you can check out our music on Bandcamp. It's thefictitiousdishes.bandcamp.com.
Whoa!
We looked up the URL, guys. We looked up the URL just for you. Thefictitiousdishes.bandcamp.com. We're not on any of the streaming platforms yet. Maybe someday I'll get my act together and do that. That'll be my contribution to the band.
And the only contribution he had.
He'd lift a finger in this band, Elizabeth.
God. Took you, what, 2 years to write that song?
It did.
Oh, I feel like we're all responsible for that.
That song was a group song. It took me 2 years to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
It was already written.
Yeah, we did some artful arranging and then the playing it. But I'm proud of you, Liz.
What song was that?
Thank you.
Oh, one of our new songs.
That's a new song called Call the Claws, which is not on our Bandcamp yet. Although, who knows, we just made a live album.
Check it every day.
We have five new songs?
And we recorded some stuff live at the Merrow recently, and we'll maybe, if it's any good, we have to mix it together.
Yeah, it sounds like shite, then not. But yeah. We'll see.
But if it's any good, we'll post that. It'll be our live album. Live from the Merrow.
The Merrow.
Sorry.
I hate saying it like
that.
Is that really how you're supposed to say it? I feel like it's a Merrow. Joke. Like, they want to see who will say it dumb.
There's
who
just, like,
stands
I just
want
to say that, like, there was a lot of people working there for a Thursday night. Like, how
were there?
Like, how many fucking door guys did they need?
They did have a lot of door guys. Maybe they expected a bigger crowd.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. And, like, I set my coffee down outside when I was loading in and I came back out to get it. And he had thrown it away.
Aww.
And he was like, you could have brought it inside. I'm like, since when are you ever allowed to bring an outside drink into a bar?
Never.
And, like, obviously I was carrying crap in.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if people leave things out here, we just throw them away. And I'm like, okay.
That's a bar.
I literally do this everywhere I go.
I think sometimes it must be hard to gauge crowds, especially because The fictitious dishes have such a big draw.
I mean,
on normal weekend.
Normally,
night,
it's pandemonium when we play. Normally,
yeah, you have to, like, people are camping around the block. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of fights that break out.
Yeah,
you're lining up to get like front
yeah,
row.
Yeah, and so it's mm-hmm. funny. You know, it's funny that didn't happen this time. Maybe Gary Wilson turned people away.
Maybe
they were like, oh, we don't want to see him. And that's why.
Shouts to my friends Liz and Andy who came to the show.
And my friend Leanne who also came to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks Leanne.
Thanks Leanne. Thanks and Liz guys. And Andy.
But with that, let's get into the reason we're all
why
here.
Are we here.
So again, this is an advice podcast. We would love it if you would send us your advice needs. You can email us at thefictitiousdishes@gmail.com. You can remain anonymous if you would like. But since this week we did not get any
requests,
we went to the internet as we often do. And so Maggie here is going to kick us off with some advice she had, which is a longstanding tradition here on Getting Real with the Fictitious Dishes to include something about poop.
Yes. Spoiler! Jeez!
All right, it says, r/need advice, career tag. How do we deal with this unfortunate work situation? So today, a rather unfortunate incident happened at work. An older colleague from the office next door had toilet accident and discreetly left to the bathroom to clean up, but unfortunately left a bit of a messy trail behind. We don't know whether she knew about the mess behind, but two of my other colleagues discovered it when they came back in the building, and she passed them on the way to the bathroom. One of them came into my boss's office where I was having a meeting and explained the situation. Boss went to check it out and then came back to speak with the other lady to see if she'd be able to check on her. The lady who had the accident went home. I didn't see her, but she was so embarrassed and said to her colleague something along the lines of, "What do I do when I have to come back? I'm so embarrassed and I'll have to apologize, but no one will forget this. The carpet has to be professionally cleaned, which only adds to her embarrassment. Obviously, no one will forget that this happened, but we all feel so awful for her and want to make things as comfortable as they can be for her when she comes back in, I think next week. No one knows what to do. Should we just ignore it and act like it never happened? Do we confront it like an elephant in the room? Any advice appreciated?"
I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. I will say, though, these people sound very mature and kind at this office, which is very nice of them. Normally, I'm a fan of confronting the elephant in the room, but in this case, I feel like you should just ignore it.
Can you just say shit happens?
Can we do a, like, a,
I'm having a hard time not saying all these puns that are coming to mind.
A Billy Madison moment where it's like, if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. And everyone just shits themselves in solidarity all around the
I was thinking, like, that could be, it's like, everyone shares their I put my pants
story. Liz is dying over there.
Because, you know, sometimes it happens if you get, like, you know.
Who would you use? So in Billy Madison, it's if being your pants is cool, I'm Miles Davis. If shitting your pants is cool,
I'm Gigi Allen.
Perfect.
Well, you know, people have IBS. People have, like, you know.
Weak pelvic floors, okay? I have shit my pants at work more than once, okay? Not to that level. Just
not
a
to,
little
like,
bit.
The dripping level.
No,
just a little
just
bit.
Just to where I need to change my underwear level. But
do you keep an extra pair?
I do.
Nice.
It hasn't happened in a long time. When it was after I first had my child.
Yes.
A weak pelvic floor.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like this is the one where I want to say, just having a conversation, like, just instead of ignoring it so she's not wondering, saying, like, yes, we all know that it happened and nobody is laughing. Like, we all feel bad. It could happen to anyone for any kind of reason. You eat some bad veggie sausages and suddenly you're the one shitting all over the office
that
floor.
That happened to me.
That's Jackie, we don't need it all the details, but that's a callback.
Right. So, like, she didn't shit all over the office floor, but, like, it could happen to anyone. It doesn't matter how old you are or what your dietary restrictions are. Like, you eat something bad and then You're
paying the price.
Bubble guts.
You're, I think you're right. I think the boss should probably call her.
Or HR.
Yeah.
For a private meeting, obviously not in front of, and just say, like, listen, we know this happened. We know you're embarrassed. Like, look, everything you just said.
Yeah.
Like, no one's snickering about this behind your back. we all love you here. Like, we feel bad that this happened to you because we know you're embarrassed, but, like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
What I would do is, like, when knowing what day she's coming back, I would have everyone, like, sign, a card.
Get well
that
card.
Just says, like, yeah, like, welcome back or whatever with, like, flowers on her desk.
No, I think that might be too much.
She might not want the attention.
Because having a whole group of people in your office sign a card to be like, sorry you shit your pants at work.
Well, obviously no one would say like, that. But
everybody in this card remembers. Yeah. Oh, you want to sign a card for Louise? Yeah, oh, yeah, why? What happened? Oh, well, she shit her pants on Thursday. Were you not here for it? Like,
oh, yeah, that's
I feel like I see something like that happen.
The HR thing is good, and just everyone else needs to, like...
pretend like it never happened.
Just pretend like it never happened. Yeah. It would be, like, more embarrassing for her if people acknowledged
it. To have a group acknowledgement, if it's just, like...
I was just thinking, like, if she came in and people were genuinely, like... we care about you.
Because remember a couple podcasts ago, the teacher who would go fart by the tree, and you could hear her farting, and you were like, you can't say anything to her because she's trying to have a private moment. I feel like this is the, we need to find a better, this is like the poop in the office equivalent of farting by the tree. We're like, don't make a big deal, address it, but don't make a big deal out of it, you know? If a card of everyone saying, yeah, we all know you shit your pants. Sorry about that.
I don't think I'd go back to work, honestly. I really don't. I would go on disability.
I was going to say, I was like, what are you going to do? You got to pay the bills. But...
and then go on a job hunt. Yeah, I would. I don't think I could do it.
Wow. So why'd you leave your last job?
It was shit. Maybe she could come back and do like a little stand up about
No, she doesn't want to do that.
A lot of it depends on this woman herself. Exactly. Like, you know, I mean, is she a quiet, reserved person who this is just like absolutely, or is she
horrifying to her?
It also depends on the level of trust that she has with her coworkers.
Yes.
Like, what kind of boss environment it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you got to have HR sit her down and be like. You know,
on the toilet. I'm sorry. I'm the asshole.
All right. That's what you should do. What's our next question?
Explain my job. That's you.
Oh, shoot, it's me.
Good segue.
All right, yeah. Another work-related one. When people ask me what my job is, how do I answer vaguely enough that it ends the question? Kind of long story short here. This person works for the local government's traffic department. And the traffic in their city is terrible because of poor planning, overcapacity issues, along with low funds. All the reasons we have traffic. When people find out I work in that department, they want to start complaining to me. Sometimes I entertain it. Other times I just shut it down by telling them they can call a number during work hours. I've had people yell at me saying that I work for the devil mayor and I'm not doing a good enough job. So anyways, how do I nicely shut down that question since I don't want to deal with complaints afterward?
Huh. I wonder what the specific job title is, because if he's like a traffic engineer, I'd just be like, oh, I'm in engineering. And then most people would just
drop
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll round up and say I probably have the most technical job at the table. And usually what I do when people ask me what I do is I give them a bullshit title. And then I throw a few like technical words to make sure their eyes glaze over real hard, so that way they're scared of asking me any more questions. And that works pretty effectively for me. And my job isn't that technical. I'm a data analyst. Oh, a data analyst. That must be interesting. And then you say, yeah.
What do
just
you do?
What do you do?
Maybe the trick is really just like saying it quickly and quickly tearing it back on them, because most people want to talk about themselves. They don't really care what you do.
You're right.
You just say, oh, I'm a traffic engineer. What do you do? And just like, boop, 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 boop.
Mm-hmm. Or even instead of saying traffic, say transportation engeneer.
Because we're traffic engineer.
Make up a title. Make up something that, first off, is easy to digest and is like,
like this guy is asking, vague enough generic to be enough, like, yeah, yeah, oh, I don't know. Don't say traffic because people love to complain about
traffic.
Yeah,
I would just vague it up to say either you work for the city, although that might be too vague and it invites more questions, or you could say, yeah, like, I work for the Department of Public Works, like, kind of.
Oh, yeah, what do they do? I don't know.
I mean, it just, it's such a huge umbrella. Yeah. Infrastructure. It's just such a huge umbrella. Yeah. Even if you technically don't work for the Department of Public Works, just say that you do.
They're not going to know.
Infrastructure.
Yeah. I have lots of real life experience with this because I never want to tell people what I do because I work in politics. And so the second you say that, then people just verbal diarrhea, just all their opinions all over you. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm actually not at work right now and I don't want to have to talk to you about any of this. I don't care. And I talk to a lot of other people that I work with and they all have the same problem. Like the second you say what you do, people feel like that's license to just dump on you about that. So, in the past, I would just say, oh, I'm an office manager for the state government, which was technically true.
Yeah.
And
you know what? I've heard Hugh, my husband is a therapist, and I've heard him, because people, like, our friends now, we will, like, go, we're, like, regulars at a bar, and everybody knows he's a therapist, and sometimes people will start dumping on him. and he is very polite and will say, you know what? I'm off the clock right now. Mm-hmm. And, like, with drunk people, that works really well. Like, and that's also, like, people that we know, like, you know what, I'm off the clock. This is pretty deep conversation we're getting into. What was the last good show you went to? You know, it's like something like that, changing the subject, just like you were saying, where people, like, oh, they can still talk about themselves, but it's not necessarily their problems that they want to dump on you. What do you, Jackie, you have a, I still don't exactly know what you do.
You don't?
I mean, like, I have a good idea, but, like,
what's your title?
Yeah, what's
my
your title?
My title is producer editor, but it should be, well, senior producer editor, but it should be senior video producer editor.
And so I thought producers are people that have the money.
A producer is someone who actually puts something together. So it's kind of like
project manager.
Yeah. A little bit like a project manager.
Okay.
And yes, it can be money. So producer, depending on the show, or quotes, show, project, depending on the thing that you're
the
producing, exactly, producers can be different.
How much jargon can we throw out?
Oh, man.
So
I feel like I'm in a meeting at work right now.
I'm a photographer, mostly video. When I say photographer, I'm referring to video. And I do editing, and I write scripts, and I do a lot of other crap that I can't.
You're involved in big underground drills.
Big underground drills?
Yeah. I
don't
know.
Drills? What are you talking about?
I thought you worked for a drilling company.
I work for, I don't even, should
don't,
I tell
no,
them?
No, we're not disclosing personal information here.
So I do work for a company that is a manufacturing.
They make big machines.
Big machines.
Okay.
Yes, big machines.
I don't know.
I
only
even
talk
know
about band stuff.
Can I tell you? I don't even know what we do. I know just enough to get myself in trouble.
Yeah,
you know?
But you get to travel to Ireland.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the Czech Republic.
Don't get me started about the Ireland climate.
You got to see cows.
Yeah. And the cows, let me tell you.
And is all of your stuff internal communications? That's what
mostly
I
internal.
Yeah.
Some of it's on the YouTubes.
See how exciting this is when we
it's
all
not
explain
that
our
exciting
jobs?
It's not that exciting. But I've been doing it for like 20 years.
What you need to know is that we are four fucking badass ladies.
No shit.
With serious jobs.
Serious.
And yet we still produce the contents for you. Okay?
We were doing that.
We're producers.
We
write the songs.
We were producing content just before this. Before she hit record.
I like how we turned this guy's question into a big pat on the back. So what's my, explain my job. If you really don't want to get into it, be as vague as possible. And then follow up with a quick, tell me about you question.
Right.
Because that will then suddenly.
Like, oh, my job's boring anyways. You don't want to hear about
job's
real boring. It sucks.
I just like, work in an office.
Yeah,
or
like if you're out, you're like, you know what, man, I don't want to talk about work.
I tend to tell people, I work in corporate America. Mm-hmm. It's my first real corporate American job, and it's kind of weird.
I also kind of feel like I gauge, and maybe this is, I haven't fully thought this out, but I feel like I gauge a lot of my friendships by how well I know what somebody's job is and like the
like, the least I know about your job means we probably have a better friendship. Because that means that we're not talking about work. You know? Like, work. And that's kind of the problem. Like, you make friends with work, coworkers, and all you do is talk about work. And so I'm always, like, wary of those kinds of friendships. Like, oh, like, we see each other once a week, and we, like, will vaguely kind of complain about our jobs, but still, like, this is the most I've heard Jackie talk about her job in probably the last 3 years. Yeah. You know, like, oh, we'll all kind of talk about, like, oh, explaining what we do, but we never really talk about it. So I always kind of, like, gauge, oh, if you meet someone new and, like, you're desperate for something to talk about, then I ask them about their job or, like, an icebreaker. And then, like, certainly they'll say something to divert the conversation if they're interesting, you know, or, like,
That was actually one of the bigger cultural shocks to me when I moved here from the East Coast, was that I had maybe not good friends, but people who I knew fairly well considered friends, and I knew little to nothing about their job. Because on the East Coast, that is the absolute first thing you learn about somebody. What do you do? Yeah, what do you do? That's like the absolute...
What use do you bring to society?
What do you do? Where did you go to college? Those are like the first two questions you will get where I grew up.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a shock. In a nice way. I liked it. I liked that that wasn't the first thing
I
learned
about people.
I have no
idea if you went to college or if you went to college.
Oh, I went to college.
I kind of just assumed because you have a badass job. But yeah, I have no idea. I know Liz went to college because I had to take the Liz quiz.
What's the Liz quiz?
Related to my job that we can't.
We don't need to talk about that.
To make me sound like really cool, we can't actually talk about it that much.
But like, yeah, that's kind of my, like, that's an important, like, measuring stick for me, is like, how much do I really know? I've been friends with Josh for 10 years.
Josh does something similar to Jackie.
Yeah, I barely know what he does. And he's explained it to me several times. I'm like, what? And he goes, it's like PowerPoint. And then he changes the conversation. I'm like, great. PowerPoint. Love it.
Yeah, I don't do PowerPoint. I don't even know
Josh
how to do
does,
PowerPoint.
Apparently. I don't know. It's like PowerPoint, but it's not PowerPoint. Some other it's called Smart Draw. I know because I have a koozie.
Smart Draw.
Yeah. So we can hashtag Smart Draw.
Yeah. Maybe they'll sponsor us. We've definitely worked this one up. Yeah. We've given this guy a lot of solid advice. Or gal. We don't know.
What's the next one?
I think I'm next.
Yeah.
This is one that Maggie found. It is about birthday gifts. Someone who is very important to someone else is having a birthday, and they would like to get her something very special, but they can't because they don't have any money. And then there's a lot of details about their cash flow. But they do, despite their lack of cash flow, they do have some useful skills, being able to learn how to do just about anything in a pretty short period of time. So what's something that they could make for their very special friend that would be special for them to give them that presumably costs little to no money? They didn't say that explicitly, but the whole preamble of how their cash flow is working, I presume they can't spend any money. Maybe I'm making an ass out of me by presuming. Yeah, I don't know the difference, which is the right word to use. Maybe I'll write that in as a question next
time.
You
assume you make an ass.
I like to say assume because it makes an ass out of you and me. I am the asshole. So, birthday crafts.
Yeah, both you and Jackie are quite crafty.
Yeah, Jackie,
I would do this. First of all, I'd go in my house and look at the gifts that, like, people gave me that I don't really want and see if they would be... Mm-hmm. Like, something I'm not using that's pretty much brand new. What is that called? White Elephant.
Mm-hmm. Regifting.
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 That's what I'd call it.
So I'd look at that and see if I have... If I don't have anything like that, then I would go into my craft bin and see what I could craft up.
Yeah.
Like, even a... Like, when I was a kid... I'm going to tell you a story.
Gather around, children. Gather around.
When I was a kid, I was like in eighth grade, and I had this dorky little boyfriend named Eugene.
Aww.
Oh, no. And he didn't have any money. He didn't have any money, and he He made me a card, a birthday card or some kind of Valentine's Day card, some kind of card. And it was the best card I've ever had. I may still have it.
Yeah.
You know, cards. It was just like, you know, he just got out some construction paper and some crayons and some paint or whatever. And he glitter. I don't know what the hell he did with it, but it was just so damn sweet.
Yeah. So that would be my advice to Long Arm Man 68. On Reddit is make something. I have a 10-year friendiversary coming up, and what I have done is made a mix CD of songs that we have danced drunkenly to time and time again. Cost you the cost of a CD. Liz is taking a photo. We're all
it was
posing.
Supposed to be a candid.
Oh, sorry. And yeah, like Jackie said, making somebody a card, draw them a picture, put it on the card, and it's as easy as that.
I once sewed a friend a pillow.
Wow. There you go. Oh, like a little
what shape was purse? It?
Just a regular square.
Just
very
a square
simple.
Pillow.
I did it simple and
made you a pillow
thing.
Once.
You can even
you
do
did
it.
Make me a pillow once because I gave you a dress to make it out of.
That's right.
I still have it. It's actually shoved inside one of those other pillows. Because the dress was starting to fray. It was this really beautiful dress that I got from
a
thrift store or something.
I'm a fabric whore. I have so much fabric. And I don't like to throw out the big scraps because I might use them for something. And now I just have a lot of big scraps.
Yeah.
So one of these days we'll have to come over to my house and we'll quilt.
Yeah. I'm down.
Be like the quilting old ladies.
I was laid off and got really into making throw pillows.
Yeah, and Liz had nothing better to do.
And I had throw pillows.
I had this old dress that was really pretty. But so, and maybe
Maggie, look around your house.
Maybe Maggie and Liz have some good examples of meaningful gifts they've received that have been quite simple.
I get a lot of homemade candles, but I feel like that's a big, steep upfront cost.
That's a high investment.
People
do
give me candles that they have made. Or a really sweet thing that a friend did was, you know, like, and this I've done this before too, where you just get a photo that you already have of you together and print it off because almost no one has printed photos anymore.
Yeah.
So
put it in a maybe a frame that you might
homemade
have.
Homemade a frame.
Or a thrift store frame.
Thrift store frames or thrift store anything is really cool. So, especially if you're like looking for that extra special item that you know you just can't just get it off the rack. It's maybe more special.
Yeah. Liz, anything come to mind?
No, I think these are all good suggestions. Well, no, I guess I'm trying to think if this... I keep wanting to say something like, oh, like, paint them a picture. But I guess if you're not, like, a painter, then, you know. But if there's something you're, like, you are already good at. But I think what this person is looking for is, like, crafts that they may not know how to do. What are easy crafts
or you
to
can
learn?
But he says.
He can keep himself in
He can do... able to learn how to do just about anything in a short period of time. And also, that's kind of a charm if you're not so good at it that you're trying.
I learned a new thing
and I did this for you.
I would try, though, to make something maybe useful. This is maybe just... I'm, like, very... Because my place is not very big and there's a lot of people living there. And not a lot, but there's...
like 17.
More than
it's
there should be.
So
I'm always trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And my like Achilles heel that I cannot get rid of is sentimental items. So if somebody made me something,
now we know, guys,
I would never be able to get rid of it, and I would really want to get rid of it. So if you could do something cool, like I don't know, like you were saying, like a frame picture would be great because that's something you can hang on a wall, or like throw a picture on a mug, you know, one of those things, something like that. Make a calendar.
One thing I do
things
like
that are like useful and won't just be like, oh, this you made me a. sculpture that's awesome, but I don't know where to put it.
One of my favorite things to do is you can usually find clothespins at the thrift store, or you can get them really cheap at the dollar store. And then I buy some acrylic paint and I paint those clothespins, and they come out looking real cute. Look, here's
what do you do with them?
You can't.
And then I use them for chip clips.
Oh.
For what clips?
Chip clips.
And they come out real nice, and it's like, this is something like when I was poor and in college. I would do this, like, when I was watching Netflix by myself, having a nice, relaxing evening, drinking a glass of wine, painting a clothespin from a chip clips. And then I got fancy. I upgraded, and this is where your investment comes in. I got a wood burner, and I did some wood-burning chip clips. But they're real nice, and I would give them to people
as
housewarming gifts.
Yeah.
And it costs, this probably costs, like, 15 cents, all said and done, for the amount that, like, you can buy a pack of clothespins, like, 25 clothespins from the dollar store for a dollar. You can buy a jar of paint from Michael's for probably $1.50, and then the rest of it is time.
Boom. Okay. Good. All right. I think we nailed it. Yeah, let's go on to the last one.
This one is how to politely say F off to an old, now trashy friend. So she's, I think it's a she. It says, we went to the same high school, but we parted our ways when we went to different universities in different cities. But I'm switching university to the one in our hometown, and she dropped off. I don't know what that means. It means she just dropped out.
Yeah. This person's not American because they're calling it a university.
Yeah, they're calling it a uni. That's a unitard, yeah. Right? Anyways, we are both now in this. We're both now in the same city, and she wants to go for a beer, but she's a total mess and always gets shit-faced drunk, mixes Xanax with alcohol, gets high. Most of her friends are junkies. To be honest, I don't want anything to do with her. At the beginning of summer break, I told her I'm not out of the city. I'm out of the city for a month for work. When the month passed, she texted again, so I told her I stayed for another month. Now the time has passed, and she texts me, what do we do? I don't want to go for a beer. What do I say to her? I say, just ghost her.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute, I stopped paying attention because it took so long.
I know,
to read.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's her fault.
I should have. Anyways, basically, she's got this hot mess of a friend.
But how does she know she's a hot mess if she hasn't seen her in so long?
Because probably every time she's gone out with her, she says she's
a total
mess.
But like recently or like 10 years ago?
I don't know. Anyways,
she's still actively a mess. Okay.
You know, we've all had that kind of annoying person, no?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to, like, either
how good of friends? No. How good of friend were they?
It's a high school friend. So it's, like, long since.
But now they're in the same university hometown. And this girl's, like, persisting to want to hang out.
Yeah, like, I don't, you could just say, look, I don't really feel like we have that much in common anymore.
I'm generally not a fan of ghosting. I know I'm surrounded by champion ghosters here, but
all-time world champion to doing it since high school. Before ghosting was even a thing.
You were saying earlier how much you love it.
I've never done it. I don't want to do it. I thought you were never like made an active decision.
I misunderstood.
I ghosted people who were my friends in high school while we were still in high school, so we still see each other.
You're the original ghoster.
Oh man, I'm so fucking good. I was gonna say. Someone out of my life and never talked to
them
again.
That's going
to
be a risk for her if she ghosts her, because she'll be like, oh, I can't go out. And then what if she sees this girl out at a bar?
Yeah,
that's
why
I'm
saying.
In the same small town.
That's why
I'm
saying.
Them. And then they're like, why didn't you ever?
I feel like you have four options here. Ooh. You can keep saying no and hope eventually this girl
gets the hint.
No.
You can ghost and just stop responding. You can agree to go out, but say, I can only go out for one beer, have one beer, and leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got
to
be firm, and it's tough.
To keep doing
and
that.
You're with a drug person they're tough sometimes. They can be tough to shake.
Those drug people. They don't get it, right?
Or what? D. Four.
Join her!
No, just do what Jackie's saying and just be direct and just be like, listen, I don't think we have a lot in common anymore.
Right.
I don't like to party. It sounds like you do. Sorry. No.
I've had a friend.
Those are your options. I don't know.
Or.
There's a fifth way.
Five. You go out, you write out the whole horrible night, and you document it. And then when she asks you again,
you use it against her.
You say, you know what? That was fucking horrible. And I never want, unless you're sober and like in AA and like fully on the wagon, like don't call me because. That's a shit show.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened. I had a friend who was a hot mess, and we were like friends, and then she was going down this spiral, and it was getting harder and harder to be around her, but we were like in the same friend circle, and she was dating another friend, and then there was one horrible night where it was like total disaster, and she embarrassed herself so badly, and it was so much drama that like, she just removed herself from the whole situation. Mm. Like, she never contacted any of us again. It was, like, done. Like, there was no reaching out. I was like, I would literally never
She
call
self-ghosted.
Her yeah.
She self-ghosted.
She self-ghosted.
The shame took care of itself.
Yeah,
that's
also an option. You could just, like, write it out for one horrible night and then be like, look, all of my fears were confirmed, and this is why I'm never going to participate in this again.
You have to be willing to ride it out, though. That's a doesn't sound like this person is.
I don't think they want to do it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know, so ghosting, like, we're laughing about ghosting because it's so much fun to say. But, like, ghosting is not the grown-up choice. Like, no. You should never ghost someone.
Huh? Are you saying I'm immature?
Ghosting should be the last resort.
Mag the hag.
That should be the last resort.
Ghost.
Like, sometimes it's the easiest.
Sometimes it is the easiest. And also, pass that's the thing, is, like, having to have this conversation with someone where that might be, like, more real talk than they're ready for or than you want to do.
The only time
I'm not super close with them.
I think it's okay if you went out on, like, one date with a person and it didn't go well and they keep calling you, I think it's okay to, like, just...
Yeah.
That, I think, is okay. It's, like, one date, you don't owe them anything. But this is, like,
ghosting.
A friend.
That's not ghosting.
Well, that's where
it
I hear
it.
Where
it comes from.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
The dating world. It comes from the dating apps.
But even after one date, are you ghosting someone? Are you even a spirit?
Some people think yes.
Some
people think yes. I don't think that's that bad.
I don't think that's bad. I think that's reasonable.
I think if you go out on 5 dates with someone, you should probably break up
with
them.
Oh, yeah. Like, this isn't working out.
Yeah. You gotta
say
it.
That's how you do it. This isn't working out.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't working out for me. Can't
help it. Oh, what if you just send them the ghost emoji?
Yeah. Like, this is me ghosting you. Or that meme of Peter Griffin disappearing into the bush. Or wait, it's Homer Simpson.
I was going to say, it's Homer Simpson disappearing into the bush. Yeah.
Yeah. What about something like that? These are all memes you have to put on the Instagram.
Yes, you should. Oh, yes. So this is what she should do. She should just reply only in emojis. And that like seemed to give the hint of that she's not interested, like the ghost or like the circle with the line through it, like no
boot dancing lady ice cream cone floppy disk,
yeah, just like things that just basically you're
what
saying no.
I don't know
boot
say or like the emoji
I don't know what I just said.
Of the girl with like the arms crossed who's like clearly being like no get it away, you know, like
no,
people, like
because
no.
That's just gonna cause more like textual engagement. Oh, what? You're being so silly, my friend. Ha, ha, ha. We're having
you
fun.
Just say, like, I'm busy. And she'll get the hint. Like,
yeah, like, yeah. No, sorry, I have plans. Like, it's true. I had to have this talk with my sister years ago where I kept inviting her to things because I was trying to be friendly. And she kept saying no. And then I quit inviting her. And then she whined at me. She's like, well, how come you never invite me to things anymore? I was like, because you kept saying no.
I have a 3-invite rule. If I invite someone out 3 times and they always say no, I stop inviting them. And I've had people tell me to keep inviting them, and I'm like, no, I don't beg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this party animal has a 3-invite rule. Who knows? Who knows what her limits are?
Who knows? All right. Either way, we've given her
a
lot of options.
Your choice.
We've given you a lot of options. Choose one. Choose the one that suits you best.
Choose your own adventure. I say...
Ride emoji.
The ride out the night option sounds like the most fun for me as a person who's not involved. I would vote for that, but all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Write us your own questions at thefictitiousdishes@gmail.com.
We want to hear
them. Subscribe, rate,
review.
5 stars only. Nothing.
Social media.
Come see us. Did we talk about our show at the top of this one?
No, come to our show at Till 2.
Yeah, come to our show October 18th at Till 2.
And, oh, that's the only one.
Yep, that's the only one as of right now.
We need the tremolo.
Oh, dear, no. After our show on October 18th, you can fix your hangover at Metal Yoga on October 19th at Societe at 10:30 in the morning.
Boom.
For 18 bones, you get a beer.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.